Someone wake up the bats. They're sleeping. That's right. Yeah. I am Bo Squidbilly, Papa Squid, whatever you want to call me. Morgan, she is the first lady of baseball and needs to do a hitting seance of some type. The founder of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack.
Such a good idea.
And he never skipped OTAs because he was an All-American, a national champion.
That's not
former
why.
Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And with a Dylon thrown in the mix every once in a while, our forces make the morning shift. Good morning, all.
Howdy, Bo.
Howdy, Bo. Howdy, Mike. Howdy, howdy. Dylan.
Howdy, Allie.
Howdy, everybody.
You know, driving in this morning, it was so rainy. I had this thought. I want to give a shout out to all the moms and dads that just got their kids home for the summer. And the first week of summer break is the rain every day. And they're going, I'm bored.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I mean, how disappointing for the first week to be completely rained out. And I know my sister, she's a Spanish teacher up in Jackson County. So she's at home now with her kids. And I know my nieces and nephews every day going, Mom, I'm bored.
I have 1 year left until my kids are home, like for the summer, or my son's home for the summer. Mm-hmm. My son won't be going, probably neither one of them will go to daycare next year, but they're going 3 days a week to daycare right now during the summer. I'm terrified for the Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrified. Like, it's like, dude, what even can we possibly put on the schedule to keep these kids engaged for 4 days a week now?
You're scared of your kids.
I am terrified of my children. They are. Just one thing sets them off. Just one thing.
I think you're more terrified of your wife, and she will put you in your place if you overstep.
That's not quite the dynamic.
I'm getting that way with mine.
She's my wife is she's very friendly to my children. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way. She's very friendly to my children. So
well, today is pork chops.
It's good cop, bad cop thing when it comes to parenting.
Today is pork chops first day at grandma daycare. It was a little tense last night. Like, there's a lot of firsts. Like, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. And, you know, now everybody's schedule changes. So, because Amy's officially back at work. So, Amy has to go in the morning, and then I have to go at some point in the afternoon to get her. Like, it just, everything is kind of starting to.
The new normal is what it is.
Well, it's like you adjust to baby and baby being there, mm-hmm. and but the baby's never really left either one of us. Like, at one point, one of us has always been. So it's just kind of like that, you know, that just it's just a new something else new you got to go through, right? So,
yeah,
both of us were a little bit like, just a little bit. Now, I don't want to say edgy, but we were just a little tense because we were just, you know, there's a lot of news.
Is she going to be okay on the drop-off? Is Amy going to be all right? Yeah, dude. I'm going to tell you, that's a big day in a mom's life.
I have a feeling it's going to be, like first day of school.
Yeah.
Like when your parent first, you know, and I get it. Like, I totally get it. I'm not trying to out her. I get it. Like, she cares, you know? She's a loving mom.
Of course.
So,
of course.
I'm like,
no judgment here.
I'm like, no. Are you sure? Are you sure you can't? You don't want to watch it a little bit longer before I come over? I can't.
Well, I want to encourage Amy. You're a strong mama. Feel those feelings. It is okay
to
be a little upset dropping off baby girl today. But you got this.
Yeah. Got this, Amy. Good luck.
So you guys have a whole new procedure happening, and it won't work without everyone there. So everybody's got to show up today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I always. This is going.
What?
I think I know where this is going.
Well, I always show up, unlike some.
Yeah. Exactly. And we got to get to that. But first, I want to go around the room and see what everyone's headlines are for the day. Mike, what's yours?
5 + 11 is the equation that I'm leaning in towards. And I'm talking about Kirby Smart and the SEC meetings down in Destin right now. 5 + 11. I don't need all the other equations. 5 + 11. Give me that one.
Okay. Bo?
History was made last night in Indiana. And in the process, Spike Lee became a meme.
Oh.
Okay. Dylan.
We're going to get the NBA finals that mostly everybody doesn't want to see.
No. Rephrase it. The people in New York don't want to see.
That's true.
Because and you're right, ratings will probably suck.
We're just real quick. I think that's kind of unfortunate because the more I think about a potential Pacers OKC series, I think it'll actually be entertaining basketball. It's just two markets that's just like womp womp. Yeah.
Look, I find it funny that Seattle people still cry about their little NBA team being gone, but then again, the NBA did this themselves because they could have kept a team in Seattle, and instead they go, "Oh no, hello, let's go to Oklahoma City." By the way, you ever been to anybody in this room?
Ding, ding.
Anybody in this floor ever been to Oklahoma City?
No,
nope.
I have.
Went once. Real quick, went once when I was doing landscaping. We had a tree service. We went out there when the ice storms happened in the like December of 07, 08 era.
Mm-hmm.
Guy I was with got robbed at gunpoint outside the hotel.
Whoa.
Dang. Yeah.
So you can keep Oklahoma City, too.
Okay.
Jeez.
You don't think anybody's ever been robbed in Atlanta? Stop. Get out of here.
Hugh Douglas lost his car a few times at a gas station.
But not at
gunpoint. That's what we're going to do?
That's true.
Although we still don't know what happened to Craig Carlos Valentino when he went to the...
Oh, I forgot
when he went out
that.
With Mike Bell one night and didn't come to work for like 36 hours and no show, no call.
I forgot all about that story.
Came back with a busted up eye.
Yes.
Well, we are going to get to everything that's going on with college football, what's going on at the SEC meetings at 6:20, NBA playoffs at 6:40, but Falcons have OTAs going on, and Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts, Caleb McGarry, and Ray McCloud were missing yesterday.
Yikes.
Any cause for concern here, fellas?
No, I'm good. I'm not necessarily concerned that my backup quarterback didn't show up for a voluntary workout. I think if you're panicking about that, you just want to talk about the guy. I am very irritated that a player who has done pretty much nothing in his since his rookie year, who's on a contract year, who could use the time to work with the young quarterback that is going to be running this team, decided not to show up. Now maybe there's a great reason for it, and I'm holding all of my judgment until I find out. I'm not bothered by that. I'm not even bothered by the right tackle. The fact that the tight end who has been questioned at times with his work ethic and his route running ethic and quitting on plays by many in the national media and that do the games, that one bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I usually do everything on a scale from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say that my issues with Kirk Cousins being there are about a 4 out of 10. Like, and I can't, I don't know if I necessarily agree with Bo that it's a nothing burger. I think there's something to it. We can't, in good faith, in my opinion, sit here and say, well, it's awesome having Kirk in the room. And it's awesome that when Kirk wears a GoPro, that Michael Penix can look at the GoPro and see what all was going on. And it's awesome, the communication. And you know he's going to be a good teammate and a good backup. And at the same time, when he doesn't show up, act like there's nothing to it. You know what I mean? Well,
yeah.
Let me finish. I can already see you taking a deep breath.
No, I agree. No, I want to say I agree with that.
Yes, it's not a nothing burger. It's a 4 out of 10 for me. Do I think it's to the detriment of whether or not the Falcons can make the playoffs? No. I don't think that's it at all. But I do wish he was there. I do wish he was there helping and everybody was pushing the same direction. Absolutely. That's what a good teammate would do. That's what a good veteran backup would do. We've talked a number of times about how we don't want veteran backups to be the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The backups, we don't want backups to be the story. We want backups to blend in. Yeah. Kind of making yourself a story here.
Yeah.
By not showing up. Because otherwise, in his career, he's shown the ability not to do that. Now, like I said, it's a 4 out of 10. Kyle Pitts, 8 out of 10.
Okay.
And I think it's just as big a deal, honestly, that Caleb McGarry's not there. Caleb McGarry fits in the same boat to me as Kyle Pitts. Now, I'm not worried about Caleb McGarry's work ethic at all, but Caleb McGarry needs to have a good year. If this team is going to do what we want them to do, Caleb McGarry needs to be much improved. There's no doubt about that. Now, I think he has improved throughout his career. Each and every year, I think he's gotten better at certain aspects, but it doesn't mean he's the kind of guy that's like, oh, well, I'm going in this year. I'm just going to skip OTAs. Now, just because you miss one doesn't mean you're going to miss them all, right? Like, I think we had a number of guys that would miss 2, 1. They'd make it to 8. I don't even know what the number of OTAs is anymore. It used to be like 14. Now I think it's 10.
There's at least 8.
How many did you ever miss, Mike?
Yeah.
I knew.
Yeah, come on. Come on, man.
But here's the
probably
problem.
Probably missed more. Yeah, I don't, like, yeah.
7 and 8 are part of mandatory mini camps, so they're not really OTA. They're not really they're not voluntary, but there are 6 at least. But remember, they had the workouts too, which don't necessarily chime into OTA stuff, which Kirk has been a part of and they've been doing. There also could be, I think it could be a one-off for some of these guys. It could be something, you know, it's not this. I'm kind of in the middle on all of it because, like, I'm going back and forth with our guy Eric, who listens to the show, always tweets, and he's like, well, championship caliber players don't miss them. And I'm like, well, yeah, they do. I'm sure there's many championship caliber players because we don't have any in this city because we don't win many championships in this city. Not any in football miss OTAs, miss voluntary workouts. But that doesn't mean that they miss all of them. Yeah, it's great that Kirk Cousins can be there. But also, it's not hampering Michael Penix that he's not there to me. And it's also not a betterment for Michael Penix learning and being the leader of this team that he's not there. I think both can be overstated. I think we make too big of a deal about voluntary stuff. The only thing that bothers me about the Pitts thing is that I saw this story already. I saw it with Vic Beasley. Vic Beasley in his last year where it was a contract year, he was in his fifth year option, skips OTAs and did pretty much not a lot in his final season here, which was the story of Vic Beasley's career. He had one good year, just like Kyle Pitts, and then the rest of it was a lot of nothing. You know why? Because he didn't love the game. And everything I see from Pitts there on the field shows me as a guy that doesn't love the game.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why that one bothers me. McGarry's gotten better every single year, I feel like. And doesn't mean he won't not get better after missing the first OTA.
Yeah. Like I said, it's dependent on who the guy is. Like Tony Gonzalez used to miss OTAs all the time. Like, you know, Tony Gonzalez missed an entire training camp and it was like, it's Tony.
It's
like, he's going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to Hall of Fame. He can miss an OTA. He can miss all the OTAs. He's Tony Gonzalez. But again, you talk about specific situations. Like you talked about Kyle Pitts, like Caleb McGarry, Ray McLeod being the other one. I think it's interesting. That's all I'll say about that. But there's a number of different reasons. I mean, there was we missed a couple of players, and I won't name their names. We missed a couple of players one year because they were going to see LeBron play in the playoffs against the Charlotte Bobcats.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Up in Charlotte for the day. And it was like, oh, you know, that playoff game's this afternoon. We're not going to make it to the OTA. It was like, all right. It was a very short conversation that with Mike Smith, I believe, and it was like, hey, all right. But they were all, you know, second contract, multi-year starters, veterans, things like that, and it never came to be a big deal. So it is what it is. We'll continue to have that conversation. I'm sure. Hopefully, all of them get back there sooner than later.
Maybe we should do a poll about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not do that.